Hello everybody, we want to read the story. The name of the story is Island for Sale. Okay, we want to start. I'm happy for that. There are many islands in the sea near the Scotland. This story is about one of these islands. The name of the island is Lana, a beautiful name. Lana isn't big, but it's very beautiful. It's very quiet too. Shh. There are no houses or roads or cars on Lana, but there's a castle. The castle is very old, very, very, very old. A young Scotsman lives in the castle. The Scotsman's name is Duncan, a beautiful name. Duncan lives in the castle with his dog Jack. Jack, a cute name. He likes swimming and fishing in his little boat. There are many big rooms in Duncan's castle. They have a lot of old things in them. In the winter, the castle is very cold and dark. Duncan puts on a lot of electric lights in all the rooms. On Monday morning in April, Duncan gets a letter.
What's this?
He asks. He opens the letter.
It's from the electricity company.
Duncan reads.
Electricity from October to March, $5 million.
Ugh, Duncan says.
I haven't got $5 million. What can I do?
He's very unhappy. Duncan telephones a man in London. The man's name is Mr. Moneybags. Mr. Moneybags. Mr. Moneybags sells houses and castles.
I want to sell my island and my castle.
Duncan says, okay. Mr. Moneybags says. 2 days later, he telephones Duncan.
Leaping Larry wants to buy your island.
He says,
Leaping? Who?
Duncan asks. Leaping Larry, you know, the famous American music star. He wants to buy your island for his friends.
Oh, no, Duncan says.
Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Leaping Larry and his friends are coming to the island by helicopter. They're very late. Then the helicopter arrives. A tall man with long dark hair. He's about 45 years old. There's a girl with him with a small animal. The animal's so cute. She's about 20.
Hi,
the man says. I'm Leaping Larry. And this is my friend Roxana. Hi, Roxana says. This is my dog Babu. Larry looks at the castle. Look at that old castle, Roxana, he says. Don't you love it, honey? Roxana doesn't smile. It's an only old castle. Leaping Larry and Roxana go into the castle. It's very dark. Leaping Larry can't see. He falls down. There are the lights! Roxana says. Are you okay, Larry? Roxana asks.
Yes.
Thank you, Roxana. I want some hot food, Roxana says.
I'm sorry. I can't make hot food. I haven't any electricity.
You don't have any electricity? They're speaking a lot. And then, in night, they go to the bed. And then in the morning, they go to the island. Leaping Larry says, "It's so beautiful." But Roxana isn't happy. "What do you do all day?" she asks Duncan.
"I go for work. Sometimes I swim, and sometimes I catch fish."
Roxana says, "That's very interesting."
"Listen, honey.
We can make the island interesting. I know people with films. Hundreds of films."
Duncan looks at Jug. Jug looks at Duncan.
"Films?"
they think. "Oh, no," Duncan says. Duncan is very unhappy. He doesn't want to sell the island and castle to Larry. But what can Duncan do? Duncan, Larry, and Roxana are all sitting in Duncan's boats.
Jack and Babu are with them. Suddenly, Jack sees a rabbit
on the island. Jack loves catching rabbits. He jumps into the sea and starts to swim.
Babu thinks this is interesting, and he jumps into... "Larry, Larry, jump into the sea! Get Babu!"
Roxana says,
"Why are you waiting? Jump in!"
"But honey, I can't swim."
"Can't swim? Oh, nuts! Oh!"
Roxana falls down into sea.
"I don't like the island."
Roxana gets into the boats.
"Take me back to California now," she says to Larry.
"Larry, Larry."
Roxana and Babu get into their helicopter. "Goodbye,"
Duncan says. Larry and Roxana don't answer. The helicopter goes away. Duncan smiles at Jack. He's very happy. After 2 days later, Jack looks at the girl. After that, Duncan's walk on the island. She sees the girl. He likes her. And she likes his too.
"What is your island?"
the girl says. "Oh, I'm Jen Stewart.
I'm a teacher. I work in a school across the sea. Today is a holiday and the school is closed. I came here in my boat. I wanted to paint your island.
A beautiful island." Duncan looks at Jean's pictures. "Yes, it's so beautiful. Jean says thank you. Duncan and Jean talk for a long time.
"I have no money. I love my island very much, but I can't make money from it."
Jean looks at the castle. Suddenly she says, "Yes, you can."
"How?" Duncan asks.
"People can come here for holidays," Jean says. "They can paint pictures of your island. I can teach them."
We can make a lot of money.
Duncan looks at Jock. Jock looks at Duncan.
You're right,
Duncan says. Now, Duncan painting holidays are very famous. Every year, many visitors come to the island. They stay in the castle, they go for walks, and paint beautiful pictures.
The rooms in the castle aren't cold and dark now.
Duncan and Jean have a lot of money. Have a lot of. There is no problem with the electricity company. Duncan and Jean are married now. They have two children, boy and girl. Jack loves playing with the children, but usually Jack sleeps in little boats. And they're so happy.
Okay, I love that story. Do you love it?